Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Beautiful Tuesday. Go ahead and savor the moment. We have rain coming our way on Wednesday, and Austin will take care of that in a few minutes. He'll be all over that one for you. Speaking of getting all over things, let me go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Legal problems could be brewing on the corner of Palafox and Garden Streets. Vinyl Music is facing a copyright infringement lawsuit from the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. ASCAP allegedly says Vinyl began paying ASCAP a license fee back in 2010, stopped paying that fee in 2022. ASCAP canceled the license with a written notice to Vinyl that year. Since that time, Vinyl refused offers for a new license. The Pensacola Planning Board reviewed design concepts today for a new Reverb by Harn Rock hotel that's planned for Community Maritime Park. This is the first meeting that will set the stage for developers to return in May with finalized plans for a second round of approvals. And Florida's Joint Legislative Auditing Committee wants the town of Century to provide answers regarding findings from its last 3 years of audits. JLAC requested audit findings on the town's overall financial condition. Previous audits found that the Century's financial condition showed signs of a deteriorating financial condition.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The FAA issuing temporary flight restrictions ahead of President Trump's anticipated return to Palm Beach this weekend. If the travel plans are correct, it will be Trump's seventh visit to Florida since his inauguration. Although the White House has not officially confirmed the president's weekend plans, road closures are in place near Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, below minimum pay could be on the way. Yes, you heard that right. Those who work in apprenticeships, internship, or work-study programs could be paid less than minimum wage under legislation that cleared a Senate panel on Monday. Senate Bill 676 would help prospective workers gain skills in an apprenticeship program they wouldn't otherwise be able to obtain because businesses just couldn't afford to hire at the state minimum wage.
And officials say there was no credible threat at a high school in Doral after a police response. CBS Miami reported that Miami-Dade School's police department responded to Ronald W. Reagan Doral Senior High School and conducted a bomb threat investigation on campus. The school was put on a temporary lockdown, and authorities determined the threat was not credible, and police say the school had a normal dismissal.
Okay, immigrants who enter the country illegally are a financial burden on the state's healthcare system, according to the Hospital Patient Immigration Status Report. Undocumented immigrants, their care at local hospitals, they don't have to pay it back and is a strain on the Florida health care system. In 2024, $659 million was spent in Florida in providing care to over 93,000 illegal aliens.
And the University of South Florida celebrating a record-setting donation. The school announced it has received $40 million from ConnectWise founder Arnie Bellini. That's the largest gift in USF's nearly 70-year history. It will be used to establish the Bellini College of Artificial Intelligence, Cybersecurity, and Computing.
71 and beautiful outside right now. This is News Radio 92.3. The U.S. Department of Education said Monday it had sent letters to the University of South Florida and the University of Tampa, informing them to stop anti-Semitic activities on campus. This thing is really getting out of control. The agency warned the schools of potential enforcement actions if they do not fulfill their obligations under Title IX of the Civil Rights Act to protect Jewish students on campus, including uninterrupted access to campus facilities and educational opportunities.
And Florida law currently bans cell phone use during school instructional time, but a bill that would expand the ban to the entire school day has unanimously cleared the House Education Administration subcommittee. Some parents have said they're concerned that they won't be able to get a hold of their children while in school, and sponsor representative Demi Busada says the bill also requires schools to designate locations on campuses where phones can be used with administrators' permission.
Okay, more than two dozen cities across the state, including Pensacola, have agreed to collaborate with federal immigration authorities seeking to identify and deport undocumented immigrants. All 67 sheriff's offices across Florida announced that they had agreed to participate and deputize officers. Now, so far, all cities in Florida that are participating have chosen to take part in the task force model, which I says serves as a force multiplier for law enforcement agencies to enforce limited immigration authority, include stopping, questioning, and detaining undocumented immigrants in the communities they police.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too bad. We're looking at some issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road starting to develop. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Worst looking spot outside of those is probably going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather right now, it's a beautiful afternoon. Just about 70 degrees, sunny outside, and tonight's going to get a little bit chillier. Should be clear skies bleeding into tomorrow.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. We're looking at a busy day here. Of course, the day's getting longer as spring creeps closer. Spring officially arrives in 12 days on March 20th, and we're looking at stocks today rebounding on news of a potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and the backing off of Ontario's tariffs against the United States. Some real important information to pass along. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks finishing lower but pairing from steeper earlier losses after President Trump said he's boosting tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. Investors also remain cautious ahead of key inflation data with the release of the Consumer Price Index report on Wednesday morning. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the red, with industrials and healthcare the worst performers. The Dow winners, Boeing, Salesforce, and Nvidia. The Dow decliners, Apple, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 478 points, the NASDAQ lower by 32, S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Also, a bill that would repeal a law requiring a later start time for Florida middle and high schools is moving forward in Tallahassee. The Senate Education Pre-K-12 Appropriations Committee voted 8-1 today in favor of Senate Bill 296. It eliminates a 2023 law that set high school start times to begin no earlier than 8:30 a.m. and middle schools no earlier than 8 a.m.
Okay, Mayor Reeves is asking city council members to put up $22 million to maintain and update city parks. Reeves wants to take this next step to address a deferred maintenance problem. 94 parks would be affected over the next couple of years. The mayor wants the city council to approve a master project list and budget. The city council meeting on these issues on Thursday.
And I want to give you just a heads up. A prescribed burn is scheduled for Wednesday at the East Bay River Nature Preserve in Navarre. Santa Rosa County Conservation and the Gulf Coastal Plains Ecosystem Partnership are conducting the 44-acre burn. The county says these are essential for wildfire prevention and maintaining habitats for endangered species.
Okay, looking at some national headlines here this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily watching those numbers for you. Down slightly this afternoon, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.72%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.18%.
And pushback continues against the opening of a large detention center in Newark to support President Trump's crackdown on undocumented immigrants. Around 100 immigration advocates gathered today outside of Delaney Hall. That's a private prison. ICE announced last month it had struck a deal with the owner to turn the facility into a 1,000-bed ICE detention center for immigration processing. Mayor Ross Baraka spoke, saying that ICE doesn't need to come to Newark to look for criminals, but instead should go to the Oval Office.
The Trump administration downplaying the significant downturn in the stock market among these escalating trade wars. Jared Halpern has the story from the White House.
The numbers on Wall Street are just a snapshot of a moment in time, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says.
We are in a period of economic transition. We are in a period of transition from the mess that was created under Joe Biden.
The sell-off in the markets comes as President Trump announced the doubling of tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada.
CEOs and people on Wall Street and on Main Street should bet on this president. He is a deal maker, he is a businessman, and he's doing what's right for our country.
Canada's incoming prime minister says tariffs on U.S. imports will stay in place until the U.S. commits to free trade. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The latest reading on the job market suggests it's holding up better than expected in late January. Jenny Casola has the numbers.
There were more job openings than expected on the last day of January. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.7 million openings. However, that number is down 728,000 from a year ago. Hires came in at 5.4 million and total separations at 5.3 million. The government says both of those numbers show little change. Job openings increased in real estate and rental and leasing. Layoffs and discharges declined in mining and logging. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on the national front, particularly involving more global issues like the U.S. saying that Ukraine ready to accept a proposal to enact a ceasefire. Details on that ceasefire's specifics and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how tomorrow at 9 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's tomorrow at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423, News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a good afternoon. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Today is Escambia residents. We're going to be speaking to EMS Chief, Escambia County EMS Chief Chris Watts, coming up at 520 this afternoon. And we'll be talking about the, and give you a behind-the-scenes look, for doggone sakes, at the emergency operations over on W Street. We'll be talking to him. They're holding an open house, and that's coming up. Greenland, holding parliamentary elections today with a renewed focus on potential interest from President Trump to acquire the territory. Stephanie Bennett has more from London.
Residents of Greenland are heading to the polls in a vote that in previous years has drawn little outside attention, but may now prove pivotal for its future. Home to 57,000 people, Greenland has been controlled by Denmark for about 300 years. It governs its own domestic affairs, but decisions on foreign and defense policy are made in Copenhagen. President Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed his interest in acquiring Greenland, although it's not for sale, saying the U.S. needs Greenland for national security, and it also contains rare earth minerals key to driving the global economy. Trump's overtures aren't on the ballot, but they are on everyone's minds. Five out of six parties on the ballot for the parliamentary election favor Greenland's independence from Denmark. In London, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll get a deeper look at your national headlines in just a second, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Still got some heavy backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have some that are really bad. This is going to be on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's not the part that's standing out. What's giving us trouble is if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach right now, the bridge is completely congested, so you're going to be waiting there for a bit. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful day, high of 71, low of 60.
Okay, is the Navarre Bridge, is it totally stopped over there? Should we be talking about maybe alternative routes if you need to get back to Gulf Breeze on that side? Or?
I would, yeah.
Okay, shoot the beach, and don't do over 25 and 30 miles per hour. You will get a ticket. It is not a speed zone through there, so if you are shooting the beach route back onto Pensacola Beach, slow it up. Be sure. Hey, March, great month for stargazing. Did you see the moon last night?
I didn't see the moon, but just I did see a planet.
Just amazing. It. Anyway, this week, it's March's full moon. They call it the worm moon. It's set for Thursday and Friday night. Pensacola is going to get another chance to see March's lunar eclipse this month as well. But this week, Thursday, Friday night, we will get a chance to see one heck of a great show.
All right. And mentioned this before the break, U.S. says Ukraine ready to accept a proposal to enact an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire in its war with Russia. President Trump says the next step is to get Russia to accept it as well. The announcement followed U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Saudi Arabia, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the U.S. will now immediately lift a pause on military aid and intel sharing with Ukraine.
Okay, the new Secretary of Health and Human Services has orders for the FDA. Lillian Wu has the numbers.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is directing the Food and Drug Administration to revise safety rules to help close what he considers a loophole that lets manufacturers affirm that food ingredients are safe. Currently, the FDA strongly encourages manufacturers to submit notices under a rule known as substances generally recognized as safe, but they can also affirm the use of a substance without notifying the FDA. The health secretary, who's warned this lets ingredients with potentially unknown safety data enter the food supply undetected, says the new move would increase transparency. Even before Kennedy was sworn in, some food companies announced they were open to change. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And we got some tickets for giving away throughout today and the rest of this week to the Bayou Hills Run. So runners, you're going to want to pay attention to this. We are giving away a race ticket. The race itself is on March 29th. And if you do want to win this ticket, all you got to do is text in. Again, text in to 850-437-1620, Bayou Hills. That was the prompt I used yesterday. First person to text that in gets this ticket. And we'll be giving these away all throughout the week. And once you do submit your text, I'll give you some registration information. information on how to enter that.
Okay, and we're talking about registration fees, aren't we? We're covering the registration fee. That when you say ticket, that's what you're talking
about. Yes, they're for free, yes.
All right, all right. And believe me, I've done the run many times. Beautiful run through East Hill. If you're a runner, do it. On Monday, 57-year-old Kelly Short, a former Santa Rosa school district director, was arrested on charges of larceny. The investigation concluded that Short had been stealing from the district for about 2 years. She was released from Santa Rosa jail Monday on a $5,000 bond.
And a federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of Columbia University Mahmoud Khalil after he was taken into custody by ICE agents over the weekend. Agents told him his student visa was being revoked, and protests are happening in New York City and Chicago, and a group of House Democrats sent a letter to the Trump administration demanding his release.
Okay, Alexis McAdams is joining us this afternoon from Columbia University in NYC.
White House sources telling Fox this morning that Mahmoud Khalil was being investigated and is still under investigation for being a threat to our national security. They say that investigators were combing through social media and found what they say were anti-Semitic and hateful comments that were posted on his pages. So that's kind of what started this. This comes, though, as he's now in federal custody. And we saw people calling for his release all across New York City, even leading to a couple arrests. The protests coming after ICE agents arrested the former Columbia grad student, saying Mahmoud Khalil was leading activities that align with Hamas.
Okay, afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Average price for a gallon. Drive it around today. Look at those marquees in Pensacola, $2.55, $2.67 up in Cantonment, and we're looking at the low of $2.60 available in the Breeze. Sports coming up in 5 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his nation has accepted a 30-day ceasefire proposed by the Trump administration following talks in Saudi Arabia. The president says he wants to speak with Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week.
Hopefully, he'll also agree, and I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land positions.
Russian invasion recently entered its fourth year. Wall Street once again finishing in the red today after stocks suffered their worst losses of the year Monday. Many investors blaming uncertainty caused by President Trump's tariff threats. Well, the White House argues import taxes will eventually lead to more manufacturing jobs.
The America Last globalist era is ending under President Trump.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt speaking to reporters at the White House today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump said they will raise tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum by an additional 25%, bringing the total duties to 50%. Trump said he's imposing the latest tariffs in response to Ontario's government slapping a 25% tax on electricity to the U.S. Kohl's shares are now up slightly after tumbling 5% after its earnings and revenue topped estimates for the fourth quarter, but they did issue disappointing guidance for the year. Revenue came in at nearly $5.2 billion for the quarter and more than $15.3 billion for the full year. The retailer said it expects revenue to fall between 5 and 7% this fiscal year. The Dow fell after President Trump placed those tariffs on Canada's steel and aluminum, the Dow dropping nearly 500 points, the S&P off by 42, and the NASDAQ dropped 32. Crude oil futures are under 67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Sam Darnold's off to Seattle and Daniel Jones is heading to Indianapolis, so we can officially start the J.J. McCarthy era in Minnesota. I know McCarthy was a game manager in college, but he did win a national championship and finished his college career with a 27-1 record. Often people say it's all about fit for QB prospects, and J.J.'s in a good spot getting to work with Kevin O'Connell and having Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison at his disposal. So if Sam Darnold can succeed in Minnesota, then why can't J.J. be better? I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one.
As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
437 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price ready to do and take a look into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
The combative relationship between the Milton City Council and attorney Alex Andrade coming to an end. Circuit Court Judge J. Scott Duncan granted a motion by Andrade's law firm seeking to be removed from a public records lawsuit it had filed on behalf of the city against Mayor Heather Lindsay. Milton City Manager Ed Spears prepared a memorandum of understanding introduced in today's City Council meeting. Another high-rise development is potentially coming to the Pensacola Beach landscape. This time, an 11-story hotel planned for the island at 20 Via de Luna Drive. This is located right between the Beach Club Resort and Emerald Isle Resort. At this time, the project has not been scheduled for review by the Escambia County Development Review Committee. And Mayor Reeves asking city council members to put up $22 million. This is to maintain and update city parks. Reeves wants to take this step to address a deferred maintenance problem. 94 parks would be affected over the next couple of years. The mayor wants the city council to approve a master project list and budget. City council meeting on Thursday.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
First things first, want to give a final congratulations to Arkansas State Women's Basketball and Troy Men's Basketball. They are our two Sun Belt Conference Championship winners from the Bay Center last night. Always love it, always hype it up when the Sun Belt comes to town, and those are some two darn good teams.
Yes, they were. Exciting tournament, a lot of close games.
Especially, we did, yes.
Especially on the ladies' side. I know it was... Arkansas State, it was 76-74, something like that. But good games. Absolutely good basketball. I hope you got a chance to check it out. Ice Flyers returning to home ice on Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City. Puck will drop 7:05 both evenings in the Bay Center. Now, Pensacola will face Birmingham on the road Thursday before heading back home.
And it's conference tournament week in college basketball on the higher level. So we're talking ACC, Big 12. Those are some of the major conferences getting underway today. One of the teams playing in the ACC bracket, of course, is Florida State. The Seminoles tip off against Syracuse tonight at 6 p.m. You can watch that game on the ACC network.
NFL quarterbacks sign with new teams in the league's free agency frenzy. And there's a lot of NBA action. Jared Max has the Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports Update.
Two NFL teams have new starting quarterbacks. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. After one season with the Minnesota Vikings, quarterback Sam Darnold is moving on to the Seattle Seahawks. He'll sign a three-year deal for $100.5 million. Quarterback Justin Fields is leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign a two-year $40 million contract to be the starting quarterback for the Jets. Former Jets quarterback Zach Wilson leaving the Broncos for a one-year deal with the Dolphins. Quarterback Josh Dobbs will sign a two-year contract with the Patriots. Quarterback Kenny Pickett traded from the Eagles to the Browns for quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson at a fifth-round pick. The 49ers are also losing cornerback Charvarius Ward, who's signing with the Colts, a three-year deal worth up to $60 million. And guard Aaron Banks is leaving San Francisco to sign with Green Bay. Tight end Luke Farrell will sign with the 49ers. He leaves the Jaguars, who are signing quarterback Nick Mullins to a two-year contract. Cornerback Byron Murphy returning to the Vikings on a three-year deal for $66 million. Minnesota also signing four-time Pro Bowl center Ryan Kelly away from the Colts. He'll get a two-year deal from Minnesota for $18 million. Defensive end Chase Young re-signing with the Saints, a three-year deal for up to $57 million. Wide receiver Darius Slayton re-upping with the Giants, 3 years, $36 million. Five-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laramie Tunsil getting traded from the Texans to the Commanders for four draft picks. 3 days after Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic became the first player in NBA history to record a 30-20-20 triple-double as he had 31 points, 22 assists, and 21 rebounds Friday. Denver's three-time league MVP had 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 8 assists Monday in the Nuggets' 140-127 win over the Thunder in Oklahoma City, where on Sunday the Thunder had beaten the Nuggets. Two more schools into the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Wofford and Troy both won conference championship games Monday. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA superstar Steph Curry, having been hired as an assistant general manager for his alma mater, Davidson College, under new NCAA rules governing NIL, the Golden State Warriors point guard will become the first active player in major U.S. professional sports history to accept an additional job as an administrator for a college program. In his new role, the two-time NBA MVP will provide guidance to the men's and women's sports teams. Well, that's pretty good guidance, I'd say.
It sure is. News Radio 92.3. I wasn't expecting this to really happen, but it's going to. The reigning Super Bowl champs making their way to the White House after all. Here's Jared Max.
Unlike 7 years ago when the Philadelphia Eagles did not go to the White House for a celebration of their victory in Super Bowl 52 over the Patriots, the reigning NFL champions will visit with President Trump this time. Just over a month since the Eagles dethroned the Kansas City Chiefs as back-to-back Super Bowl champs, it was confirmed by the White House the Eagles will celebrate their 40-22 victory over the Chiefs with President Trump.
I thought it was a great performance by them.
President Trump said this February 25th and invited the Eagles. The White House told Fox News Digital Monday, "We sent the invite and they enthusiastically accepted. We are working with them to determine a date and logistics." Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Alex Ovechkin goal show stops in Anaheim tonight. The Washington Capitals all-star just 9 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL goal-scoring record of 894. He has scored 7 goals in his last 8 games, starting with a hat trick against Edmonton back on February 23rd.
I don't know if you got a chance to see this or not, but I did during Monday afternoon sports recap. It was unbelievable. I could not believe this was happening. What happened? A Virginia track and field lady is facing backlash after she allegedly bashed her opponent in the head with a relay baton. Now, she didn't bash her. She beat the heck out of her.
Yeah.
And to where the girl had to fall off the track, and now she's got severe head injuries, and it was just unbelievable to see something like that happen. Kevin Cork has more on this.
She says she lost her balance and the baton, quote, got stuck behind her opponent's head. That's what Aaliyah Everett says about the baton attack. She says she was running, they were crowding and jousting, but she didn't hit her on purpose. The VHSL, that's Virginia's athletic department, they don't comment on individuals or disciplinary actions due to FERPA. The actions taken by the meet director to disqualify the runner were appropriate and correct. Now, the student who was hurt in that track attack, Kayleen Tucker, is said to have suffered a concussion and a possible skull fracture.
My goodness, what a nightmare.
And that just accidentally happened.
Yeah, yeah. Oopsie poopsie.
I saw it. She beat the heck out of that girl.
And Tiger Woods is recovering after a tendon repair surgery this morning. In a post on X, the golfer said he was practicing at home when he felt a sharp pain in his left Achilles. His doctors determined that the tendon had ruptured and Woods underwent a minimally invasive surgery to repair it. He's expected to make a full recovery.
444 News Radio 92.3, the Department of Education launching an investigation into Title IX violations at several colleges and universities. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Capitol Hill.
60 schools receiving letters from the Department of Education warning them of potential action, including the loss of federal grants if they fail to protect Jewish students. Secretary Linda McMahon saying in a statement, quote, "The department is deeply disappointed that Jewish students studying on elite U.S. campuses continue to fear for their safety amid the relentless anti-Semitic eruptions. Included on the list are Ivy League schools like Harvard, Columbia, and Yale, as well as public universities like Ohio State and Arizona State." Several pro-Palestinian protesters say their actions are meant to criticize the Israeli government's treatment of Palestinian civilians. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. The worst looking spot is going to be if you're getting off of Navarre Beach. If you're trying to take the bridge to get to Navarre Parkway, there are heavy backups in that area. There was an accident reported nearby on that bridge as well. So you may want to be looking through detours, just shooting the beach to get back to Gulf Breeze. Other main spots outside of that are going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 60.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, there'll soon be an easier way to access Central Florida. Breeze Airways doubling service from Pensacola to Tampa. This gets underway June 5th. Nonstop flights operate on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. And want to know about your taxes if you own a small business? It could be very complex. Hillary Barsky has Fox Business Tax Tip.
When operating a small business, keeping good records is crucial. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Record keeping is key for small business owners. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
At the end of the year, they might come and they might say, gee, I spent $300 on postage related to sending out statements for my business. Can you prove it? No, I just went to the post office and never saved receipts. If you don't save receipts, you can have all the great small business expenses that you incurred, and they may all be legit, but the name of the game is documenting your small business expenses.
Tax experts say set aside between 30 to 40% of what is earned to cover both federal and state taxes. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And since you touched on, we always talk about how it's often said there's nothing certain except death and taxes. Since you touched on the taxes part, I'll touch on the death. Today is National Funeral Director and Mortician Day.
What?
That exists, yes. Okay. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 24,000 trained death arrangers in the United States, about 68% of which are men, the other around 30% being taken up by women.
Okay, animal rights advocates, go ahead, rejoice. Help's on the way. Molly's Law, an ordinance adopted in Marion County, Florida, that established a public registry listing people convicted of animal cruelty-related crimes. Pet sellers and rescue organizations, this will benefit them to make sure that they're not placing an animal with an animal abuser.
Right.
Taking care and protecting the animal. A bill in this year's legislative session will make a similar registry statewide, much like a sex offender registry. Good for them.
Absolutely.
Nice move.
And Chris, you've been around. You've you've flown a lot in your day. You ever flown on Southwest Airlines?
Oh, yeah. I used to love the old, they used to have this general seating thing where you could just get on. Mm. And they put you in different sections, and you just get on the board. Now they've changed, and I'm sure this is where you're going, but now they made some changes this year.
Yeah, they've had a bags fly free promotion for a while.
They blew that.
And yeah, they're ending it. The Texas-based carrier says the move was made to drive revenue growth. In September, CEO Bob Jordan said having no bag fees was a huge consumer advantage. Southwest is also set to end open seating, as you mentioned. That's going to be taking effect in the first half of 2026.
Okay, here's a story I'm not quite getting a grasp on, and you and I discussed this. The Girl Scouts are being sued on claims that metals are present in the cookies they traditionally sell. Now, the Girl Scouts don't manufacture these cookies. They're already boxed, pre-boxed, and they just sell the boxes.
Yeah, the kids aren't making them.
How could they be held responsible? I'm sure we're going to get a text from a local lawyer, so this is great. Grinnell Scott has an explanation.
The federal lawsuit filed by consumers this week in Brooklyn, New York, cites a study last year claiming samples of Girl Scout cookies tested from three states contained above allowed levels of at least four of five elements classified as heavy metals. The legal action did not specify which of the metals, aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, or mercury, were found. Tests were also said to have found pesticides in some cookies with the highest level in Thin Mints. The Girl Scouts commented on the original study, noting the metals are commonly found in soil where ingredients may be grown. The lawsuit seeks a minimum $5 million in damages. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And TikTok is rolling out some new features it says is aimed at keeping younger users safe. It comes as the social media giant faces the potential ban in the U.S. next month over national security concerns. The features allow parents to limit the amount of time their children spend on the app, and it's an expansion of their existing family pairing feature, which links the app on a child's smartphone to their parents.
A Scampi residence getting a behind-the-scenes look at emergency operations in 4 days. Saturday, Scampi EMS is holding an open house today, 5:20. On News Radio 92.3, EMS Chief Chris Watts joins us. We'll be talking about some various projects that's going on in Escambia County, but we're going to focus on the behind-scenes look at this open house over on W Street in the EOC. So it's a pretty neat building. I worked in there for almost 14, 15 years with ECUA as a spokesman, and that is a unique operation. So if you get a chance to do it, go check it out. This is where all of the emergency information comes during storms. So you'll get a chance to walk through and see actually how the screens work and how they communicate with different state emergency divisions and things like that. So it happened Saturday, and Chris Watts will be talking about it today, 5:20 on News Radio 92.3.
Be there or be square. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you as we ease you into the end of this hour one of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. This just coming into the newsroom this afternoon. This is breaking news. The House narrowly approved a stopgap measure to keep the government funded through September, with Speaker Mike Johnson managing to largely keep his GOP conference united, past the measure days ahead of a possible government shutdown. This is the way it went down. The House passed the bill in a 217 to 213 vote, with one Republican opposing it and one Democrat supporting it. And just to recap, the House narrowly approving a measure today to keep the government funded through September.
All righty. Thank you very much. And makeup company L'Oreal recalling the acne cream Effaclar Duo because it might contain a carcinogen. A testing lab determined that acne products like this one could contain benzene. The company is working with the FDA to remove the remaining product on the shelves.
Okay. The Ukrainians, this is some really positive information to pass along, are agreeing to a ceasefire. And now U.S. negotiators are hoping the Russians will do the same. Following talks hosted in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine's willingness to pursue peace means the U.S. is willing to resume some assistance. Even Brown has more on this story.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will resume sharing intelligence with Ukraine now that it is agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire. Rubio calls it the furthest step taken to end the nearly four-year-long bloody war between it and Russia. The agreement comes after lengthy talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, to peace. The ball is now in their court. And but again, the president's objective here is number one above everything else. He wants the war to end.
The agreement appears positive for Ukraine in contrast to the breakdown of talks between President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House last week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This final traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Our worst spot was Navarre Beach. If you were trying to get off of the beach, come over the bridge, it's not going to work. It's very heavily congested right now, and there is an accident reported. You're better off just shooting the beach probably to head back to the Gulf Breeze area. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71. Low of 60.
Yeah, and don't speed. Whatever you do when you take the beach road, keep it below 25 to 30. And I'm not joking with you. You might see some knuckleheads go flying past you or something.
That's their problem.
But go ahead. They're the ones going to be eventually paying for that speeding ticket. Studies. What do you consider like middle income salary range? What would you say that would be?
I'm trying to think about my family's wages. They make decent money, but we're not rich by any stretch of the imagination. So I'd say we're probably middle class. But you have a figure, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I've got a very interesting story here. Studies are revealing this afternoon how much money you need to earn in order to be considered middle class across the U.S. Madison Allworth has the details on what that income looks like in California.
In certain parts of California, you need to make at least $200,000 to be considered middle class. If you live in San Jose, San Francisco, or Irvine, for example, if you make over $200,000, you're still only considered middle class. And then, obviously, these are affluent areas, but even if you look across the entire state, if you make between $63,000 and $191,000, so nearly $200,000, that's still considered middle class. That's because the median income in California is just over $95,000.
And three people are injured after a shooting at a Boozy Badass concert in Ohio.
I beg your pardon.
I was about to say, Chris, I saw your head turn towards me in my peripheral. The rapper was in the middle. I've heard of him. The rapper was in the middle of a performance at a crowded bar in Akron when shots were fired. According to local news outlets, the shooting happened around 2 a.m. their time after a scuffle. Two victims, an 18-year-old male and 36-year-old male, rushed to a nearby hospital and listed in critical condition. A third went to the emergency room after a bullet grazed him.
Okay, the sell-off on Wall Street won't change President Trump's mind about tariffs. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
When it comes to the stock market, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says,
the numbers that we see today, the numbers we saw yesterday, the numbers we saw we'll see tomorrow are a snapshot of a moment in time.
She says the economy is in a period of transition, but that markets should trust President Trump's tariff strategy.
Look at President Trump's results in his first term. If people are looking for certainty, they should look at the record of this president.
The president says he is doubling tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel from 25% to 50% tomorrow. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, I see here, Austin, the SEC is contemplating on whether to go to a 9-game conference schedule up from 8 for the 26th season and beyond.
That'd be huge.
You like it or not?
I'd love that.
Okay, SEC has considered adding a conference game for more than a dozen years. Never pulled the trigger on this.
Of course they have.
Greg Sankey wants an additional conference game, but some SEC athletic directors saying, I don't think so, wondering if adding another tough game is worth the risk of a loss that could damage postseason hopes.
Give me a break. So your thoughts are,
go ahead, roll the
man
extra.
Up.
All right, we'll be talking all the news, the latest headlines for you coming up next hour.
NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.